The 9 a.m. regular session of the Franklin County Commissioners Court on Monday, July 8th, 2024 begins here.
Okay, we'll get this meeting started. This is notice of opening meeting, Franklin County Commissioners Court, Franklin County, Texas, on the 8th day of July 2024 at 9 a.m. This meeting is called to order. Commissioner Smith, would you like to do the invocation?
Yes, sir. Dear Heavenly Father, we do come to you in prayer this morning. Just thank the Lord for all the many blessings God has given us. Thank you, Lord, for this way you just show your mercy and your grace to us every day and all the blessings you give us. We pray for our country, Lord. Lord, and all the chaos and stuff that's going on inside our federal government and such and so forth. We just pray for your provisions there. We pray for leadership, Lord, in this country and our state and here locally as well. God, give us wisdom and understanding this morning that we can take care of the county's business, help us make good choices and decisions. We honor you in everything we say and do. We ask it all in the name of Jesus. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Open comments before we start the agenda. Anybody like to speak? Okay, we'll start the agenda. Item number one is consider and take action on approved minutes from the June 24, 2024 regular Commissioners Court meeting. County clerk.
And it was pointed out to me that there was an error on that first paragraph. The date should be June 24th, not June 10th. That has been corrected in that first paragraph.
I move to approve the minutes.
Second.
Okay, we've got a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Ayes have it. Agenda item two, audit claims against the county, authorize the payment. Number three.
Amount submitted for your approval is $173,992.88 with an additional $44,692.56 for the annex building that come in later.
I move to pay the claim against the county.
Second.
With additions?
With additions.
Okay, we've got a motion and a second to pay the claims against the county. All in favor? Against? Ayes have it. Agenda item two passed. Three, first reading and replat of lot 2R Eagles Nest subdivision. Ralph, you're up.
Yes, sir. A couple of weeks ago, we finished replat on the adjoining lot one, and this is the same situation, same scenario. We're going to get it loose and make one of them. We're here today because I made a mistake made in 1999 from the initial survey that failed to extend this property line to the 378-foot elevation mark. In other words, waterfront at full lake level, and that also included this peninsula, which itself is above the 378 and should have been included. So that's why we're here today. We have approval, certainly, of the property owner, Randy and Jenny Hope. We have approval of the, and there is no lender involved, so there's no lender approval necessary. But we also have approval from the Franklin County Water District. This has met all their specifications. And so this will combine the current lot that you see here in all in quiet and this shaded area. I forget the exact square footage, but that is all included on our public notice. That has been published twice in the Mount Pleasant paper. And We also have delivered the tax certificate for this lot. I will not be here for the 22nd reading, but Grant Butler will be here in my place. Thank you for your consideration.
I'll move to approve the first reading of the replat.
Second.
Got a motion and a second to approve the replat lot to our Eagles Nest subdivision. Randy and Gino. All in favor?
Aye.
All against? Guys, have it, much appreciated.
Appreciate your consideration.
Number four is consider and take action on approving funding for 2025 hot tax request. County Judge. What do y'all think?
Well, just, I want to look it over again, Gary. There's some increases on it, but I mean, I think the organizations, they made their case for their increases. One of the bigger increases was going to be for the Mount Vernon Saltillo Young Farmers, which was $32,000 increase. Myself, I think with the fact that the overall amount that was requested was still under what we have to give, and looking at what we can actually use this for, I mean, this does still leave us about $25,000 inside the fund. I know there might be, I mean, obviously the stuff, the sheriff's posse, the improvement of the rodeo site, that's a pretty big hit. But at the same time, I think they're actually trying to get some of their facilities up to actually create more events. And I know at last court, there was one point made about, we all maybe revisit what we did last year. Only issue I'd say with that, we'd probably need to go line one by one and look at them, because there were some that didn't ask for anything last year, and they're asking for something this year. There was those that got something last year, and they are not asking for anything. So, just my opinion, I would make a motion to approve as they were presented. But I'm willing to talk about it each individually too, if need be.
So that's in the form of a motion?
Yes, I'll say.
Second.
Got a motion and a second, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All against? Motion passes. Five is consider and take action on approving the official bond for Franklin County Office of Motor Vehicle. This is just a regular bond, I mean, huh?
Yes, sir. We might be a little late.
You what?
Said we might be late.
Oh, we didn't know.
A little late. Supposed to be June 1, but we forgot it the first court, so.
I move we approve it.
Second.
Before it gets any later.
Okay, got a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All against? Guys, have it, motion carries. Number six, consider and take action on authorizing Max Kennedy contact TCQ on behalf of OSSF. Max Kennedy, OSSF.
Good morning.
Good morning.
When the judge tricked me into taking this job.
Oh, hey. So that guy said that too.
I did not have an appreciation for the on-site septic facilities in our state, much less in our county. And over the last 6 months, I've learned quite a bit how important it is that we do the right thing and not contaminate our water tables, not contaminate our ponds, our lakes, and everything. So it's really been interesting that I got started. But there's some things that have come up that I really didn't know the answer to, and I got to digging around and found out that we can control a little more than what the state of Texas says. We can make our rules a little more stringent than what the state of Texas is, but there's a process for it. We did some digging around, and I found where in October of 2003, when Jerry Hubbell was still county judge, that we had, the county, we had written the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, and we had changed our local rules a little bit. Basically, all it said was, is that we're going to enforce the administrative code, the Texas Administrative Code 285, and that's the one that covers the on-site sector. And it just says basically we would enforce what was in there, and it authorized us to have a designated representative, and it authorized us to make a fee for the septic permits and govern what they said. Now, that was in 2003. It actually got approved on March the 8th, 2004. But I have learned that a lot of things have changed since then. And we need to upgrade what our local policy says. Now, the procedure set out by the state is that we have to request what they have on file, and I expect it to be what we have here, but it could be something different. And then we have to come back and you guys, we have to decide what we want to change and update, and then we have to send that back to TCEQ, and they have to review it and approve it and send it back to us for us to adopt it. Now, as you heard, we started this in October and we didn't get it back till March, so it's a pretty lengthy process. So what I'm asking for is you guys, which is part of the policy, to authorize me to write down there and initiate that thing to get started, and then we'll get it back. And I've been working with the designated representatives from other counties around us, and I've got some options for us to look at when it comes time, but this is the first step, and I gotta have your approval to look into it. And that's what I'm asking for today, is just you authorize me to initiate the process to looking into what we need to update.
And we definitely need to update it.
And I move to give Max approval. I move forward.
I second.
Okay, we've got a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All against? Ayes have it. Motion passed.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, number item on agenda number 7, consider to take action on action to approve the purchase of a 2024 Western Star 47X semi-truck and financing the same with Alliance Bank. Precinct 4, Commissioners.
Yes, sir. As I mentioned the last couple of quarters, I had major issues with my haul truck, so I got this quote from Lone Star Truck Group out of Texas County for $143,954.15. And we're going to the Alliance Bank and basically structure the loan. You know, if you speak to that, talk out of my finger.
I'm fine, what?
We just talk about the financing part, but we're going to, we will pay for it over out of my capital.
Blackout,
capital,
yes.
Purchases.
Mm-hmm. Over the course of the next 3 years.
Yeah.
Part
of
this year, I was thinking this year, you're
going
to do a down payment this year and then 2 more years
after. Well, have you heard anything on the other trucks
that's
ordered?
The
Hino? No, it's still the same thing, Jerry. The fact that they're supposed to be in third, more likely fourth quarter. So I'm thinking probably just glad to hold the third.
What was the amount on those each truck?
103.6.
Like 103.6, something like that.
103,106.
I don't know whether it messed you up or not, but can you go ahead and just pay that truck for that money and we'll worry about the other truck later?
Yeah, we could do that.
I mean, that way it wouldn't, I mean, do what you want to do.
Well, that's
the money's there to buy a truck and we're sitting here, we don't have a truck.
Right.
And if you got one found, I would think that'd be a good use for that money, but that's just my opinion.
Honestly, do we have the Hino trucks? But let's look into that. I mean, we can call and find out about where the Hino trucks are.
Well, they basically said lean to the idea, probably what be October or later.
Yes. And
And if it's going to be later, we may be better use of
that. I've been trying to find the truck, and there's absolutely no truck. And there's some used trucks that are wore out. We got wore out trucks. We don't need any more wore out trucks.
No, I agree.
Okay.
Either way, it will be with the lights, either way. Right. So either way we go. But I'll go ahead and approve this.
And then we do whatever we need to do.
Yes, and then we can approve the other as we find out the information closer on the hands.
And obviously, I know that's, I mean, it's a big purchase, but the fact that we're just fixing to be throwing money at this.
Well, you know, you're looking at a 20-year usage.
Right. And it's got the extended warranty on it for 5 years.
Five years,
200,000 miles. Which we're probably we don't plan.
The years are leading up before the mileage.
Exactly. Right.
Okay, we've got a motion.
A second.
Got a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All against? Ayes have it. Item agenda 8, consider and take action on approving the purchase of a bid truck for precinct 1. Probably right now, I just need to table that because my deal fell through the cracks. So I'm just going to table it for later on. Somebody want to make that motion?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Okay, got a motion and a second. Table item agenda 8. All in favor?
Aye.
All against? Ayes have it. Motion passes. Okay, we have any discussion on items, road maintenance, related issues, and things? What about the new building we're at, Ron? How's it going?
Bob's here.
Not on wood. It's going real good.
It looks amazing, by the way. I mean, I am so impressed. Thank you.
You're right, Emerson. You're off an hour ago.
Things are going really good. Obviously, we got the structure up, the exterior skin zone. They've already come out and measured for the storefront windows. The metal came in 2 weeks ago, so we're in the process of getting those cut up. We were hoping to have the entire outside by tomorrow, but with the storms coming in today, that's probably not going to happen. Duct work is going along the inside real good. They have got probably about another 6, maybe 7 days left, and they'll have that finished. Inside electrical is going real good. Like I say, right now everything's going pretty smooth. I did get the barricade fencing. It was delivered out Wednesday. I have not been able to get a hold of any of the trustees yet to show them where to put it, but we'll do that in the next day or two. But it's all sitting out there. Got the 10 posts as well as the name. Other than that, we're still right on where we were. No changes there. Like I say, everything's going good right now. Really can't, don't know anything negative to report. Our lift station came in last week, so it is here. I'll probably get that delivered out maybe this week, depending on the weather, maybe next week, but we'll get that put in. But right now it's going good.
Good.
Any questions?
Thank you for all you do.
Appreciate it.
Oh,
thank
y'all.
Anything else?
Yeah, Jared, bring up one thing from week before last, that the generator from Matt Cog became available. So the judge, the lady got in touch with us. We went and picked it up on Thursday, week before last. And it's actually at the East Annex right now, over in the storage area. They did, the person at the Atcog did say that the switch on it is going to probably be replaced. But everything went well with getting that hooked up. And I mean, they were switching them out at the Atcog place there in Texarkana. Texarkana and our people were there or had it on a crank or whatever. It's like swept on.
Is it a Generac brand? Or
I never was. My wife was in the hospital that day, so I never got to see it.
I don't remember, but it's
supposed to be in the Generac.
It's a pretty good size, I can tell you that.
Well, I would think, you know, just make appointment to get them to install it and fix it and set it up.
That's what I think too. I figured I was going to talk about with the other day, but since he's out today, we'll like, discuss with him.
Well, in bringing that up, Toby wanted to have a workshop and to talk about road use agreements, and you know, then we need to start having a few conversations about where y'all want to head with budget and things of that nature, so I'll know what to have ready for you guys when we get numbers in a week or two.
Think we can do it on Thursday, maybe?
Thursday?
Mm-hmm.
What time? 8 o'clock?
8 o'clock.
That'll work for me. Thursday night workshop?
Is that a 3 day?
No, that's Monday. And on the bathrooms at the ball field, I'm in the process of getting a sander to cut the floor. I'm going to cut the floor and then I'm going to put a slip proof topping on it, you know.
Have the toilets been removed? Or
yeah, they're all okay.
I was gone last week, so I didn't know that guy.
I've been out there kind of trying to see where we need to do the most work at. A whole lot of it is just right there in the walk through door and the women. I mean, that's where a lot of the problem is. Right?
And that's where I noticed.
Yeah. I don't think it'll take a lot of sanding, but all of it will have to be sanded down for the new epoxy.
The stick to it.
And it'll be a slip proof type. So I think.
That's great. I like that idea.
I think no more than it is. I'm thinking no more than 7 or 8 gallons of that stuff to do it at the most.
Okay. We've got money, so don't worry about it. We have money available to do that.
I've got a question on our meeting.
We're
going to do Friday. Could we do it by 10 o'clock on Thursday? Then be 6 or 2 hours that way.
Yes, as long as we get it posted.
That would work better for me. I've got a conflict.
Do we have access to the stuff to make the agenda?
I do. Okay, I can do a workshop agenda.
Okay.
Thursday at 10?
Yeah.
Okay.
Charlie, come by lunch afterwards. Y'all like sardines?
No, but I do like fried bologna.
I like bologna.
I like sardines.
I like cold water.
Yeah, I'm good to fried bologna. Hey, Bob,
you're a good
Charlie. Yes, but I gotta have big ones. I can't have
all those tests. Got a motion and a second to the chairman. All in favor?
Aye.
Who made the motions to adjourn?